Every fall, thousands of monarch butterflies migrate from North America to overwintering areas throughout Mexico, but their populations are shrinking. The monarch population has declined by 99% since the 1980s. As large pollinators, monarch butterflies play a crucial role in ecosystem health, making their decline particularly concerning. Scientists use butterfly tracking to track monarch movements and estimate their populations. In Dinosaur National Monument this weekend, people can watch butterflies getting tagged. In the Uinta Basin, biologists from the DWR, U.S. Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management, Dinosaur National Monument, NRCS, and Ouray National Wildlife Refuge, along with help from private landowners, have teamed up to find areas where monarchs congregate. They then trap, tag, and release the butterflies they find in these areas. Natasha Haddon, one of the biologists with this collaborative group, explains reasons for monarchs' decline.
Some of the major threats identified for monarchs are loss of nectaring plants, basically flowering plants, logging at overwintering sites, use of insecticides, parasites, disease, predators, and climate change. Not only have monarch populations declined, but concurrently the abundance and diversity and health of other pollinator taxa globally have declined.
Tagging the butterflies includes affixing a tiny sticker to the underside of their wing. The sticker is small enough to not inhibit flying and gives each butterfly a unique ID. Biologists from the Monarch Group are hosting an event this Saturday, August 14th, where anyone can come and see monarchs up close at the historic Josie Morris Cabin and Dinosaur National Monument. And for people outside of the basin interested in helping monarchs, Haddon has some tips that include planting native milkweed or a small pollinator plot in your own backyard.
So there's many different things that we can do to help the monarch butterfly populations in our area and our own backyard.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Ellis Julin.